everyone, and welcome to my show, Your Inner Thoughts, here at BBS Radio. My name is Michael Goger. I'll be your host for the next 2 hours, doing basically nonstop psychic readings for the listening audience. The call-in numbers are toll-free, USA and Canada. I'll give you the number, get your pencil and paper out. It's on the front page of the website, BBS. It's on my website. It's everywhere. But I'll give it to you now. It's 1-877-876-5227. That's in the USA. Now, in Canada, it's 1-888-810-8322. Or you can dial direct, 1-530-876-3222. And I believe I got a caller, so I'm going to jump right on the call. And we have plenty of time to talk today. So, caller, can you hear me? Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's Marie from Ontario.
Marie?
Mm-hmm.
From Ontario?
Yes.
Welcome to the show, Marie.
Thank you.
Okay. Are you a regular listener? Have you heard me read before? I'll jump I'll jump right into your reading. Seeing that you're familiar with it. All right. You know, something's disturbing me. I'm upset about something for some reason. I don't know if that's where you want me to go, but I'm going to kind of like pick around it and see if it connects with you. All right, Marie?
Okay.
I don't know if I'm worried about something or I'm just not happy with the results. I'm not satisfied. Just a little bit of heaviness here. And then I could be going to money and work, but then maybe something with medical treatment or somebody maybe needing some medical treatment or some help medically. Is this connecting at all with anything, Marie?
The worriedness, yes.
The what?
The being worried, yes.
Okay. I'm getting two areas. I'm getting health and money and work. Is either one of those areas touching?
Health and money, yeah.
So it's in both areas then?
Mm-hmm.
That's why they were giving me both areas. You see how they work? I'm feeling all right. I mean, I'm not panicking. I'm not feeling really bad, but I'm feeling like my thoughts are on it, and I'm worried. I'm thinking about it. But I do feel that financially, things eventually do work out for you. And I'm also feeling that if there are any health issues or medical treatment needed, that it'll go well and it will work out. Now, I don't want to go past 30 days or past possibly maybe the beginning of May, end of April, beginning of May. So I'm going to have to leave you off with things pretty much going okay for you in both areas. But hang on for a second. Let me, very strong with mom for some reason. Did mom pass across or?
Yeah, a long time ago. 1990.
Okay. Were you close, or is there an anniversary or birthday or something with her now going on, or?
Her birthday is coming up in April.
Okay. She keeps pressing her presence now. I just wanted to leave you with that. I don't know if you're gonna. I feel like she's gonna be communicating with you or leaving messages in different ways, so kind of be open to that. And the more open you are, the better, which is, you know, understandable, right? I'm being pulled for some reason, almost like I'm not really satisfied with something that I have or something that's going on right now in my life. I feel like this may be business or work or finances, but I'm really not doing all that bad, and it seems like what I want is kind of like illusionary, like almost like the grass is greener on the other side of the hill type feeling. Itchy legs, or I want something different, but it's over there. It's always over there, and it seems like it's self-inflicted in a way, and really,
I'd like to relocate. I think that's what you're picking up.
Yeah, but I'm feeling also that what you need to make you happy and satisfied could be found within yourself and around your area that you're in now. I don't know if that makes sense. It's just something to think about, okay?
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
I just feel like maybe this might have been something that's been with you all your life, always wanting something more or different, and really not quite finding that, and maybe this is another replay of that, so it's something you might want to think about, because I keep feeling like it's right under my nose, and it's in my area, and maybe I could be okay here and get what it is I need, and so it's something you want to think about while you're going through the things you're going through. Metaphysics, was mom into metaphysics or deeply spiritually or something?
No, I don't think so.
Was she old world type? Was she from a different country or?
No, I wouldn't say that either. They were brought up that it was bad, so, you know, and same with my father, they were brought up it was bad, so. Excuse me.
They were. Okay, well, you're Ontario anyway. I keep feeling like a Europe or some type of old world type thing going on around you. Okay. Hang on. Things are going to change in the work world. It's going to be connected to, I don't know if this is a friend or a supervisor, a female connection. Work world, business, money, but I feel like she's going to be helpful and connecting and supportive. So keep your eyes open on the females in the workplace or in the money world with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hearing very reliable with talent and business. And I'm hearing sales and negotiating, and I'm hearing lips and moving, and I'm making money with my talking and back and forth and negotiating. So be open to all of that, especially when I'm connected to another female. And then it seems to get busy, too. As you go into the end of April, I'm not worried about work. I feel like I'm busy. I'm making money. Things are moving forward. Whatever this is, whatever way your income comes, I feel like it's flowing freely and increasing. I'm getting expansion. I'm hearing expansion, color expansion. And circles are expanding, social circles, contact circles, different ways of making money is expanding. Meeting new people, I'm feeling new people coming into my life and having experiences with them. And travel and romance by the beginning of May. Either romance with traveling or romance coming out of travel. I'm feeling like I'm going away. I don't know if this is overnight or a weekend or on business, but there's a connection with deep friendships or romance or with it or because of it or connected to it somehow. So keep that in your mind as you go along the next 30 days.
Okay.
Seems like I go into end of April and the beginning of May. I just feel like I'm dealing with some recovery on some health issues and regaining strength, finding the right avenues, the right providers, the right treatment. I feel like I'm things are moving along health-wise and treatment-wise. I don't know if somebody's on some type of treatment or needs it, but I feel like everything health-wise and healthcare provider, the people that I need and the results that I need are all falling into place.
Is there a hospital involved?
Yes, but there's a good feeling to it for some reason. I'm either, things are going real well with my exposure to it, or I'm working there or connected to it. I don't know if that makes sense, but...
No.
Is there, and keep in mind, this could be a relative or a friend that maybe is already experiencing these things.
Okay, I have a friend that's got a medical problem.
And you might be exposed to it or interacting with it.
Okay.
And they want the message delivered that things are going to be okay and go well for, because I am feeling the person connected to. So it could be this friend if it's you're involved with it.
Okay, I understand the treatment then. I'm thinking how that, for me, it just didn't make sense, but I thought, okay, well, maybe there's something coming up I'm not aware of. No, a friend.
Yep.
I can place it.
I was going to go with parents or relatives, but I can branch this out to anything, a good friend, too, because I'll pick up on things that you interact with or that you're exposed to or that you dwell on or focus on. I'll pick up on these things. Your better half, you know what I mean? So you kind of you take the imagery and put it where it goes, or try to anyway.
Okay.
And I try to give you the feeling of what I'm feeling so you can feel it too and you can hear it too. I try to ask for my caller to hear and feel what needs to be heard and felt. So try to listen to the readings with your heart too. Not only for you, but for anybody that's listening right now or who's going to get through next.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I go into May very absorbed, a new cycle, a lot of excitement. I feel like it can go in different directions. I feel like it's going to go into relationship and also into health and strength and friendships. I feel like they're going to be intensified, they're going to be active, and they're going to be interesting. So you got a lot to look forward to.
Very good. Do you see a car coming to me?
A car?
Mm-hmm.
Not really. I'm not getting anything per se on a car, but I feel like I'm not having a problem getting around by the end of April. So
okay.
Within the next 30 days, it's very possible that you will find a way of getting transportation. So
well,
I'm leaning towards it being getting a car. I mean, if you ask me how I feel, I'm leaning towards it coming through because I don't feel like I'm having a problem getting around. I actually feel like I'm getting around quite a bit. So.
So there is perhaps a car coming.
Yeah, and I feel things increasing. The finances, business, and work. So everything looks good, and everything that's needed for that to happen
mm-hmm.
would most likely take place, and that would include finding transportation.
Okay, that's really good, because that's something that I find in rechanging and restructuring in my life, that a car would certainly help me.
Yeah, especially if you're out there trying and looking and making it happen. I mean, if I was... nothing happens if you just sit back and wait for it to happen.
Correct.
So you got to put the wheels in motion.
Do you have a specific color that you see, Mike, just so I could be on the lookout?
It's interesting. I want to say gray, but I mean, I'll just say gray, just out of curiosity.
So it's kind of a light color.
And let me see here. And other than that, everything looks good for you, Marie.
Do you see any legal issues around me?
Any what?
Legal issues or inheritance or anything like that?
I didn't catch what you were saying.
Do you see any legal issues, judgments, or an inheritance coming to me?
It wasn't mentioned, but I wouldn't rule out some of my increases coming from that area. That's for sure. Was it anything connected to mom, number one? Because there was all, like I said, there was a strong mother presence around you.
You know, I don't know. I just feel something's around me, and I don't know what it is or where it's coming from.
Yeah.
It just...
I think what you're feeling is a cycle with your, I don't want to say luck improving, but I just feel like you're luck improving and things going your way. And I believe mom is going to have a lot to do with it. So I think that's why she's pressing herself in the reading.
Wow.
So I think there's going to be some guidance. And I believe if you stay open intuitively and possibly in your dreams, some good tips and hints will come through also that can aid you. And that would also be from mom.
Would it be like from her side of the family? They were fairly rich on her side. And although I don't know them,
I wouldn't rule it out, but she's going to play a role in this one way or another, either helping you manifest the events needed or something with her coming through for you. So,
is it like somebody's looking for me through lost money or found money? Or
Too soon to tell.
Mm-hmm.
It could even be a shift in attitude and thoughts.
Okay.
But I do feel the cycles and events coming into play for you by the end of April, so be open to it. And I'll leave you with that, and I'll move on to, I know I got a lot of calls, so
okay.
I don't want to get too weighed down in one call, so Marie, good luck with everything, and blessings to you.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Tell your friends about us.
Yep, thank you very much.
And thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Hey, everybody, if you would like to call, I believe the number's out there. Let me give them out one more time. Shows, we're early in the game here. I'm going to be here till 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The toll-free in the USA is... Hi, caller. How you doing?
Good.
Hi. You mind hanging on a second while I say the number?
I'm fine. I'll hang on.
Okay. Hang on. Enjoy. You're part of the show.
All right.
All right. Toll free USA 1-877-876-5227. Toll free in Canada 1-888-810-8322.
Okay.
Okay. Welcome to the show, caller.
Thank you.
What's your first name?
Annie.
Anna?
Annie. A-N-N-I-E.
Anna.
Annie.
I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Just say Loretta.
Loretta.
That'll work. That's my first name.
Loretta.
Mm-hmm.
That works. Where are you calling from?
Lexington, North Carolina.
North Carolina. Good. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I've been trying for a long time.
Have you?
Yeah, for a real long time.
How'd you hear about me?
Friend of mine, she's a clogging teacher, and she told me about you and everything. So she said, here's his number. He comes on Sunday to try to call. So I've been trying every Sunday. It's the first time I've ever got through.
No kidding. Well, good. Wow. You've been trying for a while.
Yeah, pretty good while.
That's good. I'm glad you got through and it was meant to be.
I need to know some questions. I need to know some answers, so I'm glad I got through today.
That's why I like the radio, because it really, when you talk about spirit-led, whoever gets through is spirit-led. And it has an extra thing for me. I like it. Okay, Loretta, I'm starting, right? I'll tell you what I'm feeling, and then in the end there, if you're confused or you got a question, I can try to touch on it.
Okay.
Okay? And I get the imagery many different ways. I hear it, feel it, see it, taste it. So I'm just relaying how I get it, and I mean what I'm feeling from it. So one thing I'm getting right off the bat is I'm getting an increase in strength, and I'm getting an elevation of mood and energy. So if it was you or somebody close to you that's been suffering or having problems,
right,
as far as energy or moods or...
That's me. I've had to be put on medicine, like a stress medicine.
Okay.
Because I've had a lot of problems.
Okay, because I was just going to say, if it's you, it was an issue. I feel like I was really, I needed help.
Yeah, seriously, I did.
Okay, and good news is there's a recovery from this, and I'm feeling, and I'm right on top of it, so which means that my treatment is going okay, and it's going to help me.
Right.
Okay, I feel like I'm probably going to get better than I was before, so it's going to. I'm looking forward to this cycle and this burst of call it energy,
cool.
And mentally and physically and in my mood. So
my family will be glad to hear that.
Yeah, and it's going to give it another week. How long ago did you start treatment?
I've been on for about a month now.
Good. That's right on the money then. I'd say give it another week and you're going to feel even like, wow, he was right. Now, I'm hearing coping better, things making sense. I'm not as confused. I'm able to make decisions. And some fears. There might have been a fear issue. I had some blockage or fear. Something was stopping me from doing something. And I'm feeling probably within a week I'm going to be able to start doing the things I want to do. Get back to whatever it is I was doing. I didn't know if you're out of work or your family was going without.
I've got a lot of family issue. Plus, I've got a work issue I'm really concerned about.
Okay. Do you have to make a decision? Because I feel like I got to do something or make something happen. Does this make sense?
Yeah, it sure does.
Okay.
I've been kind of hesitating on changing a job and stuff. Because I've been with the company for like 14 years, and it's been, I really don't want to leave them, but the issue to me, I feel like that he's going to lose his company. And I feel like I need to get out before I get in trouble, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, before it goes down.
Right.
And this is exactly how I'm feeling, like I got to come up with a plan and I got to make it happen, and I feel like I do that, so I think you're being guided and you should listen.
Okay.
I do feel like I do change. I do feel like I come up with a plan, and you already have a plan. I feel like you're very close to knowing what to do.
I'm pretty close to knowing what I want to do. I guess it's what you call, you're kind of scared of doing it. You know what I'm saying?
That's how I'm feeling. I feel like I know what to do, and I have a plan, and I feel like I just got to make a decision of whether or not I'm going to go ahead and do it.
Right.
And I feel like I do. I think the handwriting is on the wall.
Right.
I'm not telling you to do it. I'm just feeling like you do eventually decide to do it. So just keep it in mind. And if you see things going bad, just know that I was feeling it happening, and you're going to go ahead and do it, because I feel like you're putting a plan into action.
Right.
I keep hearing a voice say, tell her the plan is going to go into action.
So,
and I'm interpreting it to be that it happens and you do it. So, see, that's what goes on inside a reader when you're getting a reading.
Right.
You know, just out of that one sentence, tell her she's going to put a plan into action is telling me what, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So just keep that in mind, and I'm hearing achievement and success, so...
Good.
And I'm also feeling like maybe I have to interview for something or test for something or try for something connected to this. And if I do or it happens, it's going to work out, and I'll get over it and get through it. Strength. Strength is going to be everything I'm hearing. And listen to your conscience and your intuitive self, because a lot of guidance will come from that.
Okay.
Rely on your gut instincts with this, and stay focused on the light and goodness, and everything's going to work out for you there.
Good. That sounds great.
Okay. But listen, be on guard for some reason with jealousy and people being spiteful. I feel like maybe you shouldn't tell everybody your plan.
Right.
And maybe you should be careful who you involve in it or connect to it, and just kind of keep that in mind.
Okay.
Until you're settled in and you know what's going on.
Right.
Okay. I think you could run into maybe other people that are maybe a little jealous or try to go out of their way to interfere. So,
okay.
So be careful for that. Just keep it in mind. And from there, I feel like it gets better.
Well, I've got a son in the Marines military, and I do a lot of worrying about him and stuff. And I don't know if that's part of my stress on me right now. You know what I'm saying? You say my stress is going to relieve a lot. So hopefully that's part of him getting to come home is going to be a lot of the stress relieving me too. I've got a 20-year-old.
I don't want to get off the subject, but I just want to back up just a little bit.
Okay.
I'm getting another female being connected to you somehow. Is this with work or business or spiritual beliefs? Does this connect and make sense to you? Or?
Yeah. I know where you're coming about the female.
Okay. There's a connection.
Mm-hmm.
Is she helpful to you? I feel like she's going to help you or comfort or teach you or guide you. Does this make sense? Or?
Mm-hmm. It makes a lot of sense.
Okay. Almost like a protector type, too.
Basically like a sister.
What's that?
I said she's basically close to me like a sister.
Okay. And rightfully so. You guys belong together. The connection is awesome. She's very protective of you. It has like a healing energy and a calming type thing going on with you, too.
And I can tell you that one there could be my daughter, because she's really, really, I mean, we're not like mother and daughter, we're like sisters. My daughter is very close to me.
Yeah. I want to go to the friend, though. That there's a friend, too, and you said that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She's going to be very helpful to you, so kind of like interact with her and give back and interact and stay close to her. She's going to be very helpful.
Okay.
The son.
Mm-hmm.
The son, I'm not panicking with my son. I don't think I can give you what you're looking for with the son. I mean, whether he's coming home right away but I'm not panicking. I'm not really feeling anything negative in that direction there. If anything, I'm feeling good about it. You have a special bond with your children. This is for sure. Very special. It's above and beyond the normal mom, if that's possible.
Yeah, a lot of people can't believe how close me and my kids bonded.
Oh, it's incredible.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever seen a closer bond. A unique bond, too. I feel like I can talk to my son in my sleep or in my mind. Do you ever feel that way? Or?
Yeah.
And with him, did he mention that to you? Or?
He's not really mentioned, but there's a lot of things we think a lot alike. And I guess it's just basically me and him, you know what I'm saying? I can think things, and he'll come to me on the computer, and he's basically telling me the same thing.
Yeah.
So it's like we can talk to each other and not be speaking to each other.
Yeah. Yeah, he's feeling your thoughts. I can feel him feeling it. It's interesting. I think, I'm pretty sure, I mean, I'm feeling like he's going to be okay. I'm getting all uphill with him, and it's forward, and it's forward. I'm not feeling anything heavy or bad, or so. My prayers go out to him and you, and all the other men and women that are serving in this conflict. It's very scary.
Well, I got one question about that. You know, he married a girl in December. I didn't go to the wedding. I know me and my kids are close, but I didn't agree to him to marry the girl. Nope. He's here in Lexington with me, and I see things that I'm not saying to him. I don't want to get in the middle of his marriage, and I just wonder if that's going to cause me and him problems when he comes home, or is he going to understand the reason Mom stayed out of it?
Yeah, he's going to understand, and you're doing the right thing. Continue to stay out of it.
Okay.
Did your...
I see a lot, but I don't say nothing to him because I don't want him thinking I'm trying to get in the middle of his marriage.
Yeah.
I'm even, myself, I'm trying to get along with his wife now, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because like I said, the bond between me and my kids are my life.
Yeah. Just before you said that, I was just going to say that I was going to go right to what you just discussed and validated. I feel like the bond between you and her are going to heal and get better and improve. And you're doing the right thing and you're being guided to stay out of it.
Right.
And I'm also feeling that there's going to be a healing there. And I think you're going to be surprised with just how well it does go. And you're going to look back and say, wow, I'm glad I stayed out of it. So keep that in your heart, and I am feeling that. And I feel like there's a lot of activity and signs of it as you go into the beginning of May. So, and because I'm getting the healings that are taking place now and manifesting. So you do have that to look forward to.
Good.
Let's see. And relationships are all, I'm getting healings and relationships and improvements and commitments being made. And like I said before, with the son and her, a rebirth almost, a rekindling of the love. So you're being guided, and continue to listen to your guidance. It's going to be surprising because you're probably going to become good friends right now. You're between you and the girl.
Mm-hmm.
I can probably I'm looking a little further ahead than I like to, but I can almost see like a special bond and a friendship development. So we got a lot to look forward to then.
Right.
And I think I'll leave you with that. I hope I touched on everything you wanted to hear.
It sounds great.
Okay.
It really helped me out a lot.
Good. As long as I connected to what you wanted to hear or helped you a little bit or gave you something to think about.
Yeah, it really helped a whole lot.
Good. That's what I'm here for. Thank you.
Thank you.
Tell your friends about us.
Oh, I will.
BBS Radio.
All right.
BBS Radio. Talk Radio. If you can have a radio show, if you would like to have a radio show, email don@bbsradio.com. If you got something to say, say it here at BBS Radio. Hi, caller.
You're Michael. It's Christine.
Christina?
It's Christine. It's Chris. I just talked with you the other day.
Good. Yes. Welcome. I knew you were going to call, and I knew you were going to get through. I seen the whole thing in my meditation.
Oh, I'm not so surprised at all.
Yeah. But I emailed them, and I'm waiting for a response, and welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, dear.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And I'm looking forward to doing more with you on that project with an incarcerated family.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Yep, and we'll be able to talk more about it in the future and involve the listening audience.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's a needed service.
I think so, too.
Yeah, because, family members suffer the most when somebody's incarcerated.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, we do the time as well.
it's a type of mourning. It's a a temporary death, or you know what I mean?
Oh, a part of the dream, that a vision that we held for our loved one. It's like a turning in the road and an avenue taken that.
Yep. And well, someday in the very near future, I can get involved in different things I can't get involved in now. And I can't say things I want to say.
Okay.
So I got some restrictions, but in the very near future, I'll be able to really get into the things I want to get into, and I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, thank you.
I'm hoping you're a part of it.
Yes, with all my heart.
Listen, I know you just wanted to say hi, but I'm going to give you a reading anyway.
Thank you.
All right, let's see what we got for you, and let's keep on moving. I'm feeling very open. I feel like my energy is flowing better. I seem to be handling things a little better than I used to or was. And I feel like I'm going to get busy work and business and financially, too. So you're really on the right track, Chris.
Okay.
Things are looking up for you. I'm hearing celebrating this family here, and I'm celebrating and a hint of moving, though, or relocating, or somebody moving or relocating.
Okay.
And affecting me somehow. I don't know if this makes sense, but...
Yeah.
Okay. I'm feeling out of state or over borders or out of town. I'm going out of something, so... Village to out of state, or there's a relocating of some type of significance here. Or even a visit from maybe out of state or across the country, but I'm leaning towards relocation. It could be a visit. Keep that in mind, Chris.
Okay.
I could be misinterpreting the amount of energy, but I feel good about it. I feel like there's a warm feeling to this, and I feel like there's a housewarming. I feel like there's a celebration for something with a home or within the home. I don't know if it's because it's new or... something different going on there, but the celebrating. I'm hearing warm in the home. And there's also relationship, reunion, celebrating, like engagements or weddings possible, too. So keep that in mind.
Wow.
Let's see. I am feeling... and then I go into... the end of April, very busy. I'm you know, things are increasing. I'm moving forward. My finances are increasing. I'm not worried about the finances at all.
Wow.
Relationship wise, things are improving as I get into end of April, beginning of May. Almost like there's a settling of drama and energy.
Wow, I could use that.
And it's a settling, and everybody is basically settled in and knows what's going to happen, where it's going, what to expect, this type of a feeling. Different problems have been overcome and worked through, and we understand it now, and whatever's left can be isolated and worked on, and it's like I'm doing this through the steps type feeling, isolating it and doing it through the steps. Health-wise, there's an improvement, too. I don't know if somebody's been hurting health-wise, but I'm feeling health improving. Health is improving. Especially if it's been in the way. Somebody's been hindered by health or health issues, as that proves, the obstacles removed, and then people at one time opposing something and changing their views or reversing something. Somebody was against something or getting in the way of it, and for some strange reason they just kind of like get out of the way or see it your way and agree with it, and so keep that in mind, too.
Okay.
Uh, want to go out and have fun. I'm being urged to combine exercise with laughter. I don't know. I think this is you.
Yeah.
I think they want you to go out and tennis. What kind of volleyball, tennis? You do something like that, golfing?
I like to ride my bike. I have thought about group activities to be in what you're talking about, going out and have fun with the exercise. I have a lot of trouble with my knees, though, so I have to be aware of that.
I feel like I'm doing something like in a park or something. Must be just walking, take a walk. They want you to do something to relax.
Okay.
Anyway, combine it with laughter. Laughter and activity. And it's going to you. Especially for thinking. When you need to do some serious thinking.
Okay.
Do it maybe walking or in the park or doing something you're enjoying. But combine it with that. Confusion. Any kind of confusion. That would be the way to deal with it. I'm getting money getting better to the point where stumbling blocks are made better or moved out of the way.
Wow.
And then I'm getting money and romance being an issue, maybe issues caused by money in the relationship, and that's improving too.
Wow.
Or being sorted out, I'm hearing. So if there is a problem, or maybe, I don't know, if there's a better half, and then maybe some bickering over money, but I feel like those things are made better somehow or sorted out. So I'm just feeling the presence of it and that improving.
You don't think I'm switching my sweetheart then? We're really going through
I don't see you losing him now. Is that what you asked me?
Yeah. I sent a letter to someone last night.
Huh.
And because someone I thought was my very best friend, they've kind of been seeing each other. And she's married. And I sent a letter to her last night. I put it in the post office last night, so...
Huh. I don't see it ending or you losing him. Certainly not by the end of April or beginning of May.
Okay.
And I'm getting improvements, and I'm getting the issues that caused it, I think, with finances.
Yes, you're right.
And I feel like that is improving somehow. I don't know if it's through him or through you or a combination, but it does improve.
Okay.
Now, it may come through events in other people's lives. I don't know if it's children or family members or neighbors, but and some celebrations pertaining to them.
Okay.
So if there are any events that you can go to with him, I believe they're going to lead to some healings and some confusion being made better. So definitely go, friends or family.
There's a party April 15th, and I was thinking about not going because it just confused me, the idea of going to that, and he's definitely going.
Well, are you invited?
If they know, they're very aware of me, and they told him he could bring anyone he wanted to, and...
How would he feel about you going? I mean,
He said it would be okay, but, you know, I think he's, in his heart of hearts, he's kind of looking forward to going on his own. That's just from me. There's a lot of energy here right now that's real murky between us.
Yeah, I think I would leave it up to him, and don't be offended whatever he decides.
Okay.
I think there's going to be many, many more type of invites like that.
Okay.
And they're going to be maybe even family-based or neighbor-based or, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
And there's going to be some connections, some healings there. Yeah, what I'm trying to say is I do feel like things are going to turn around for you. I feel like you're right on top of a cycle that's going to have some rewards connected to it, a lot of rewards connected to it, so hang in there.
Okay.
And they were pointing to money being the major issue, and and that improving, so it's, I have no other way to go with this other than it's going to get better, and you just got to wait for it to play out.
Yeah, you're right.
And keep your fingers crossed.
Well, you've been right on the money here.
Well,
it is about the money.
You know, I have been wrong, and I'm noticing, too, a lot of the accuracy relies heavily on the caller understanding and hearing what's being said.
You're right.
And but my accuracy has been, especially for the prophecy, it's been pretty high. And
oh, no, I know that. Yeah.
I appreciate you saying on air how good I am.
No, you're right on the nose all the time.
Michael Goger. I keep hearing a turning point, Chrissy Anna. Turning point, turning point. Tell her there's a turning point. And you're right in it. So what's good about it is, like, within the next week,
okay,
there's an uplifting here, and confusion is lifted. So let's leave it at that.
Okay.
And see how it goes.
Oh, thank you, dear Michael.
All right. And
yeah.
Good luck with everything, and I'll let you know how I made out with...
Okay.
With
And you know what? You're such a blessing to all of us, dear.
Thank you.
Very dear one, and you are very accurate.
Thank you,
Chris. And you are right. It's how the caller hears it.
It is, and what they feel and what they get out of it, you're right. It's I thank you anyway for saying that on air and letting everybody know.
I send you a cyber hug.
Okay, thank you. And I give it back to you.
Thank you. Cyber hug.
The cyber world, it's amazing, isn't it?
Yes.
It's amazing. Someday there's going to be holograms and we'll be on each other's desk.
Oh, I know.
Interacting with each other. It's amazing. It really is.
It is.
They're going to find a way to take our consciousness and put it in on the internet.
Like Scotty beam me up, yeah.
Yeah. All right, Chris. Thank you.
Enjoy, sweetie.
Tell your friends about us.
I will.
All righty.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
BBS Radio. If you have something to say, say it here. We can use a cooking show. Come on. I know there's a cook out there that can do an hour show. Email Don at bbsradio.com. You can't go wrong. One show a week, one show a month. It's up to you. Email Don at bbsradio.com. If you'd like to know more about me, michaelgoger.com. If you'd like to get me in private, let me get my email out there, caller, and I'll be right with you.
Okay.
Okay? You can email me at michaelg@michaelgoger.com. Or michael_goger1@yahoo.com. There are some people that just want to use the Yahoo thing. Or you can get MySpace. Add yourself to MySpace. I'm moving up in the world. They said, boy, you need a MySpace. So I went and got a MySpace. It's nice. I like it. Find it and add yourself. Welcome to the show, caller.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. What's your first name?
Chad.
Philip?
Chad.
I can't hear you.
It's Chad.
Chad.
C-H-E-D.
Yeah, Chad. Chad.
Yeah.
Chad. Oh, welcome to the show, Chad.
They told me to tell you they added your eyes to your image.
They told you what?
To answer the phone.
They told you what?
To tell you they added your eyes to your image. Or your picture.
I don't quite understand what you're saying. I'm sorry, but we'll work it out somewhere during the reading. All right, Chad?
Okay.
I was picking up, they told you to add the eyes to something.
Yeah, to your image. The guys that put me through to you.
Oh. Oh. the techies at the station.
Yeah.
Don, what did he say to do?
They edit your eyes to your image.
Edit my eyes to my
image.
To my image.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm. Mysterious.
They told me to tell you that, and I told them I would.
Hmm. That's strange. I'm not sure what that means. It's kind of cryptic. My eyes. They edited my eyes to my image. All right. He'll probably pop on later and tell me. All right, Chad. Welcome to the show, and I'm glad you got through. Let's see what we're getting for you. Chad, I'm going right to work. I don't know if you want me to go there, but
yep,
that's where I'm headed. I'm feeling very busy, very active. Everything is increasing. It's definitely affected my relationship for the better. Making the home a lot happier. Wow. Very busy, Chad. Very busy. I feel like I'm either doing overtime or two jobs or I'm making money. I got a lot of opportunity coming at me. I feel like I'm going to be offered different things that are going to help me. Between now and the end of April, I just feel like it's all about making money and work.
Okay.
Does that make sense, or?
Yeah, I put in a job application so I could be home more instead of driving over the road.
Right, right.
And that's what I was calling, to see if my application would go through and they hire me.
Right. So you're waiting to hear about a new job then?
Yeah.
Interesting. Probably another week. Probably another week. Does that make sense? Or?
And that's what they told me, probably about a week or two.
Yeah, I'm feeling probably, I was going to say 10 days, a week to 10 days, and I feel like it's coming when it's supposed to. It's going to be right on time. It's going to be, I'm hearing... when the time is right, and they're pointing to another week, 10 days, I'm feeling. So, yeah, I feel like there's going to be agreements, and you're going to accept, and things are going to change, and there's a combining of they're helping you, you're helping them, so, and then it gets busy, too. And not only that, it also brings other opportunities with it. I feel like opportunities and offers in ways that weren't available before. It brings you into a new realm of a new way of making money. I don't know if that makes sense or not, but
yes.
And I'm also feeling like the establishment, the supervisors, they like you, or they know you, or they're connected, and they're kind of like everybody's helping, connecting each other. So there's a connection or an inside connection or somebody that knows you. There's just like just a good connection with management or the supervisors, and that also goes well too.
Okay.
With the situation. And it's creative too. I feel like I do well with it. I feel like for once I'm kind of happy or satisfied in a way. I feel like I'm able to create in a way, or work the way I want to work, or something over happy with it in a way that agrees with you. So, and I keep hearing a partnership or a joint arrangement. Is this a partnership type business, or is it a family thing that you're working for, or two brothers, or?
No, it's two brothers that owns the business.
Oh, okay, that's what I'm hearing. Okay, that's what I'm hearing. And they're saying stay with, they're the ones you're trying to get in with?
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm hearing that's what's coming into play, and that's the way you should go, so that this is a good thing.
Okay.
Okay, and something with, you got to move, or you're selling property, or buying property, real estate, or... There's going to be some activity with this, too, by the beginning of May.
I'm looking to buy some.
You're thinking about buying?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there's going to be something coming up that if you wait too long on, somebody else is going to grab it.
Okay.
So keep that in mind. If you see something you really like, I wouldn't drag my feet on it because I might lose it. Okay? And just watch out for the competition, that's all. But there is going to be some activity with where I'm living or buying or selling or moving and renting. So there's just anything with property or the home, just keep your eyes and ears open.
Okay.
Okay, there's going to be some activity there. We touched on the job. I feel like the job is going to come through and you're going to jump on it and be happy with it. And then and the events lead up to the relationship improving or being made better. Does that make sense? Or?
Yeah. This way I could be home more.
Yeah, it's agreeing with my better half or my relationship or my friends or family. So it's agreeing with everybody that loves me, where my love, my heart is.
Wow.
So, and it really increases the intensity of the romance, the relationship. It gets better. And more balanced and happy. And it goes out to friends and family, too, because you can almost like you can socialize more, be more of a family man or community in the community too. Friend and companionship, more of that. Hint of a new baby too, Chet. I don't know if this is a friend, family.
My sister just had a baby.
Oh, okay.
Last week.
Oh, okay. So they were rocking. They're just saying the new baby, and everything's good there. It was a happy birth, I'm hearing. And then there's going to be some kind of a union, too, an engagement or a wedding that's going to affect you or somebody close to you. So you may find yourself involved in something like this, too. Politics. Keep your eyes on politics for some reason, especially in the hometown or the community. Keep hearing, and even in work, be very aware that politics kind of had its fingers everywhere, especially in business and work. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So keep that in mind. Also, in with sales. I don't know. Selling something or moving something with the job, a connection to it. And then the bond with the new employer, it's successful and it's a little above and beyond and good, very solid. It'll work for you. You'll be happy with it. And that's about all I'm getting for you, Jed.
Okay.
I think I'll leave you with that, and unless you got a question on anything in particular.
No, you hit everything I wanted to know.
Fantastic. That's good. That's a good thing, right, Chad?
Okay.
Okay, buddy. Thank you for calling the show, and tell your friends about us.
Well, they already all know. They've been calling you all morning.
Good. Good. Word of mouth. You can't beat it. It's the only way to go. How do I sound? Loud and clear, Ted?
Yes, sir.
Good. Okay. Thank you for calling the show.
Uh-huh. Have a good day.
Okay. You too, buddy. All right, everyone. I believe we're over 70 talk shows here. It's talk radio at its best. BBS Radio is the fastest, most exciting internet radio station on the planet. Fastest growing, most exciting internet radio station on the planet. And you can have a show here. Email Don at bbsradio.com for information on having your own show and for validations and comments. Hello, caller. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What's your first?
I'm supposed to tell you we put your eyes on your image.
My eyes are my image?
That's what they told me to tell you.
What, Don? What are you saying? I'm sounding funny or what? Don, he likes to tease me.
Okay, because I was lost on that one. I wasn't sure what he was talking about.
I was wondering what he was Don, what are you saying? I'm talking funny or I'm slurring my words or what? He's the guy. I love the guy. He's good. He's the boss here. And if he says you go, you go. If you stay, you stay. Okay, caller, what's your first name?
My name is Cindy, and I'm from West Virginia.
Cindy in West Virginia. Welcome to the show, Cindy.
Thank you.
Are you a regular listener?
Sorry, Mike. I'll break in and let you know what's going on. I put your eyes on your image.
On my image?
Yeah, you know the image on the index page, your badge?
Yeah.
I put your eyes on there.
Oh, okay.
I knew it would confuse you. I love that fella's accent.
You're a bitch. You're so malice.
I love you, buddy, and I love your show. When you're on, and you're always on, my friend. I love you.
Do you like my show?
I love it.
Good. You're the boss. I love you, buddy. I love you. I want to stay with you forever.
That's the plan.
I want to stay with you forever. No matter how big I get, if I get bigger, I want to stay with BBS. That's my home. I love it here. And I want to do more of it. I want to meet all the other show hosts. We got, 70 talk shows, huh, Don?
You know, we got a ton of them now, and there's 200 plus that still want to schedule in.
I know.
We're getting about 8 requests a day.
It's growing like a star.
It's unbelievable.
At the top, you have a 70, and it says 70 talk shows.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
It is.
It's talk radio at its best.
That's what we love. People.
It's going to be global.
It is global. I mean, the number of affiliates restreaming us is extreme on some of the shows. So, and we're having fun.
I want to get syndicated. I want to get satellite. I want all of it. You think it's possible, Ben?
Oh, it's all coming our way, no doubt.
I know it is. Let's do it. I know there's somewhere in my area I'm going to get picked up. I'm going to say I want you, the people, to carry my show or pick it up or do whatever it is you do. But would you please do my show and see how it works out? And it's right around the corner, I feel, too. All right, buddy. Thank you.
Hey, you bet. I love you. And remember, your eyes are on your image.
My eyes. I love my eyes.
I love your eyes.
I can, oh, man, I can make you, my eyes talk. You can talk to my eyes. I tell people when you're meditating, go to my picture and look at my eyes. There's a poster of my eyes, an icon. Those are my eyes, on a picture of my eyes.
And they're now in an animation on your badge. So your real eyes are actually being attached to the glasses on your badge. It looks a little weird, maybe even disturbing.
They're my real eyes.
But they're your real eyes, buddy.
You know, somebody said to me, we got to get your eyes on an icon, and it happened. There they are. All you need is a candle and that picture, and you're good. You are off. I love it. I love talk radio. I was born for talk radio. I love it. All right, buddy. Let me go to my caller, and I'll keep on going. All right? Thank you, Don. Cindy?
Yes.
Okay. Let's go to your reading. How do I sound, loud and clear?
Very. You sound calm.
Good. I need to be loud and clear. It's very important to me. Okay. I'm going right to, it feels like, let's, I'm leaning into the relationships here with this. Something with a male, probably having a hard time wondering if it's coming or going, or...
Right.
Or actually ending. This is up and down, too. This is up and down, in and out. Did this make sense? Is it on its way out? And then sometimes it comes back, and... Is it... Are you dealing with a situation in a relationship with a male that's going in and out of your life, Cindy?
Sort of.
Sort of?
Yeah, he just works double shifts this time of year. And if they're working one job, it's like he's working two this time of year.
Oh, so he's just going back and forth with jobs then?
Right.
Okay, but he's staying in your life?
Yeah, I think.
Okay.
He says yes, I'm not sure.
Okay. So this is the job thing that's going back and forth.
Right. They work a lot of overtime this time of year. I mean, almost like 60 to 80 hours a week. So.
Okay. Now, this is your better half's job, too, is there's you and your better half, right?
Right.
And you're both working.
Right.
Okay, and interesting. Are one of you going to get laid off or leave the job? Does that make sense?
Maybe. I'm not sure what I'm going to be doing with my job at this point.
I got a feeling one of them come to an end, and I'm leaning towards yours. I don't know if that makes sense or not.
Waiting for what?
I'm leaning towards it being maybe your job.
Yeah.
Are you worried about that ending? Because I'm going to your income, your job.
Well, I have a hearing for my job this month, and I'll find out what's going on with it.
Oh, next month you're going to find out?
Well, at the end of this month.
At the end of this month, okay. I don't know if I'm picking up on your fears.
Right.
Or it actually happening, but I have to lean towards it actually happening, and it may come to an end. So, but I'm not panicking. I'm not really worried about it.
Right.
Because I feel like my better half pulls me through. And we become stronger. My relationships and my friendships become stronger. Okay? And so does my romantic relationship. My relationships with my heart seem to improve too and pull us through this. So now... I wouldn't be afraid to start even lining up something now, just in case it does go that way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you were thinking about that or actually doing it.
Well, yeah, I've actually got an application for someplace else.
Yeah, have you been starting that already?
I have a good lead on it.
Were thinking about it?
Right.
Okay, because they're showing me that there was thoughts of it, and you're being guided. You're being guided, and you're hearing it for a reason, and you're thinking about it for a reason. So, and it's the same reason I'm feeling it and thinking about it, probably because it will eventually end, and probably by the beginning of May, and that lines up with your time frame, too. So, and you even said the end of, the end of April, right? Yeah.
Right.
Okay. I feel like I'm going somewhere, too. Does that make sense? Are you going out somewhere, a weekend, or...?
Yes, next weekend.
Next weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I feel good about it. I feel like it creates connections and energy for me that I'm going to use later on down the road. I don't know if this is family or friends, or...
Boyfriend, yeah.
Your boyfriend?
Right.
Okay. And it's helping that, whatever it is, it's helping it. And it's enjoyable. And it sets off a chain reaction of energy. Like, he comes to see you, you're going to see him, and it's making the bond stronger, and the traffic between you has increased, which is a good thing. And because I'm hearing visitors to you, too, after this, so, and I feel like it leads to my love relationship getting better, increasing.
Awesome.
So this is a good thing, and follow through on it and run with it. Now, and I'm also hearing news about work. So did you actually set anything in motion? Did you actually look for anything yet, or?
Well, this my job I've had for years. I had a legal problem with it, and I have to go to court over it. And the hearing for it's next week, and I'm hoping that just puts everything back on track.
Oh, okay. Because I'm getting notified, or news is being delivered, and it's real good news, and I'm happy and surprised about it. Now, I don't know if you're expecting
that. Would be the case with that.
That's good, and I don't know if you were expecting it between now and the end of April, but I'm feeling like, you know.
I'm hoping the end of April. It usually takes some 30 days to give you an answer.
Yeah, I'm feeling end of April, beginning of May, give or take a day either way, so. And it's good news. I'm surprised, and I'm happy, and I'm excited, and it's connected to money, work, and business. And I'm also, there's connections to my past coming back, too. I don't know if this is friends or family, but there's people from my past coming to me, and it's going to...
Hope they run back the other way.
What's that?
So I hope they run back the other way.
They're from my past. They're coming back to me, and it's going to increase, and there's going to be more of it. And I'm happy about it. I'm not worried about it. It's good for me. It's good for the family. Good for friends. Either out of the blue, bumping into them, or the events in my life are causing them to hear about me or them, and they're reaching out and connecting and this type of... energy, but there is, you know, people, friends, and family from the past coming to me, and it's a good thing. So encourage it, and there's something with property again too with you. I don't know if you got to move or do something with the home. I'm trying to fix something, or I want to change something, but between now and the end of April too, there might be something going on with the home, either changing it or fixing it or activity with it. So.
Getting rid of somebody living in it. Yeah.
Are you buying or selling? Or?
No, actually, I've got one of my children moving out by then, so it's going to be a good thing.
Oh, one of your children are moving out?
Right.
That could be exactly what I'm feeling. There is a change in within the home, so, and it could be somebody moving out.
Right.
Yeah,
we're hoping.
I would agree with that. And other than that, everything looks good for you. I mean, relationships are going to improve. Let's see. And you, like I said, you may lose that job, but you're going to get back even more and like what you get. So if and when it does happen, it may not happen, but if it does happen, I'm feeling that it's going to be good for you.
Well, that's good.
So don't panic and enjoy the ride and just be very open to everything that's going on. Yeah, I'm feeling it end of April. More so I'm being pulled towards, if something comes through before, something that you bump into or something that's offered to you, follow through on it and really check into it. Okay?
Okay.
Just in case.
Right.
If you, and especially if it comes from a friend or a family member, possibly, and from the past, a friend from the past or a family member.
Okay.
If there's an offer or a connection of some kind, check into it. All right?
Okay.
Okay, and good luck with everything. I'll leave you with that.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you for calling the show. Tell your friends about us.
Sure will. Bye-bye.
Okay, BBS Radio, the fastest, biggest internet radio station on the planet. And you can be a part of it. Very easy. Email Don at bbsradio.com. My show is here every Sunday. I'm here every Sunday, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hey.
Hi. What's your first name?
Michelle.
What is it?
Michelle.
Sybil?
No, Michelle. M-I-C-H-E-L-E.
Spell it one more time.
M-I-C-H-E-L-E. Michelle.
Oh, I must be losing my hearing. I must be losing my hearing. I'm going to need a hearing aid. That's what's wrong with me. I'm getting old.
Oh.
Okay, I couldn't even hear what you were spelling. Isn't that a shame? I believe it might be my phone, but...
It anyway, could be. My name is Michelle.
I'm hearing Miss Seal.
No, unless they were going to name you that.
Miss Seal. Oh, my. Oh, Miss Harris. How do I sound? Loud and clear?
You sound clear, yeah.
Huh. Are you on a hardwire phone or a cordless? Or?
I'm just on the cell phone because I get free calls with it.
Oh, a cell phone, okay. Because I'm noticing different calls are coming in differently. So maybe it's the cell phone that I'm having a problem hearing. I'm just trying to figure out things a little bit. You sound fine. I can hear everything else you're saying but your name. It's weird.
Michelle is my name.
One more time.
Michelle.
Lucille.
No, Michelle.
Lucille, I'm hearing. Lucille.
No, that's okay, though. That'll be fine.
I'll call you Lucy. Let me call you Lucy.
That'll be fine.
What's your nickname?
Shale.
Can everybody hear me? Her name, actually, Michael, is Michelle, but she has a phenomenal accent.
Oh, Michelle. Michelle, thank you, Don. Thank you. Isn't he a sweetheart?
Yeah.
He's coming right in here and helping. Oh, God.
And I'm from North Carolina, too.
And North Carolina.
Yes.
That's what it is. North Carolina. I do North Carolina accent good. You ever watch Paula Deen, the cooking show? Paula Deen?
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah. I can impersonate her. I love her. I love her show. And
yeah, my five-year-old likes that show, too.
Yep. Anyway, you learn a lot watching cooking shows. You'd be surprised how much science and spirit goes into cooking.
Well, she likes to watch it because they make candy all the time, so she thinks I'm going to do it.
That, the bio channel. I'm just sharing some trivia with the audience while I'm talking to you.
I hear you.
They're probably saying, I wonder what he does for fun. Well, it's watch cooking shows. But anyway, Michelle, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
North Carolina. Tell them all about me. Tell them
all. We do.
Good. How'd you find us? Are you a regular listener or from Chad?
Yeah, I'm a regular listener. I've had a few readings from you before. It's just been a while. I tell a lot of my friends about you.
Good. I meet a lot of people. I really do. And it's one of the benefits of what I do. Of all the people I have met, it's incredible. It really is. I mean, from different walks of life and different cultures and philosophies and religions. Okay, Michelle, let's see what we got going on here. I'm being pulled right to male energy. This activity, the husband, it's all work and business type issues and thoughts and worries. And oh, that's my Oh, God, that's my grandson crying.
That's fine. I got kids.
Oh, my baby. He wants me. He's going to be my co-host someday. Very psychic, too.
Wow.
Oh, I can see it in his eyes. But anyway, I'm sorry about that. I'm going, like I said before, I'm going to a male half or a presence in your life, and there's money issues and work issues and things are changing. I feel like for him and for you, really, and that it affects you and benefits you also as things in his life get better and increase. It gets better and increases in your life. I don't know if this makes sense, but
yeah, it does.
They're throwing all this at me, and I'm just going with it. Trying to make sense of it.
Yeah, it makes sense. My fiance, he's changing jobs, but he hasn't actually got the job yet, and he's our money source.
Oh, okay. He was concerned about work and money and different things with his life.
Right. Yeah.
Because I am going there, and it feels like it's affected me too. The relationship fixing things, so healing things in my life and then my relationship. I'm feeling good. I feel like it's the beginning of, and it's new. So I'm going to a new job, and this today must be the job thing, because even with you, I feel like this is, or him, this is going to be like within a week type thing.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like within a week.
Yeah, because that's what I'm feeling. I'm feeling probably within a week, and I'm doing something new, and it's better, and I'm happy with it, and I'm doing well with it.
Okay, that's good to know.
I'm hearing an increase in finances, and I'm hearing better. I'm feeling like I got promoted or I got a raise type feeling, so the step up in the financial, I'm hearing, step up financial.
Well, he'll be home more often, and he won't be over the road, so...
Good. And that's what I'm hearing. It also, earlier in the reading, I mentioned that it heals something in the relationship, so... And increases things in the relationship, and that's the bond between you.
There is some problems between us.
Yeah. And it's job and money-based. And I wanted to bring it out because... most problems are job or money based, but in your situation, it's a little more obvious or a little more. It just needs to be dealt with and made better, and that's happening. I believe this is manifesting for you.
Okay.
And I believe it'll be through a new job for him. So you got that to look forward to.
That's good.
Okay, I'm hearing good news. Good news for the job, good news for the money, and it's going to put you on the path that you need to be on as far as relationships go. Because the love is there. The energy is there. The connection is there. The love is there. You got all these other little things bothering it and aggravating it. So, and I feel like it was really money-based. It was bills and commitments and not being able to stay ahead or get above or I feel like you're on the verge of that changing for you. And I hope it does.
I hope so.
I hope it does. I hope I'm interpreting it right and feeling it right. I believe I am, and I'm just putting it out there for you.
Okay.
Let me see. Being overcome. Things being overcome, I'm hearing. The battle is going to get a little easier. It feels like it's been going on for a while.
Yeah, it has been.
It's been never ending and
true.
just getting there and getting knocked back. And
Seems like once he got started and it was done, it was over again.
Yep. It might have even went on enough to affect the health. I don't know if it's his health, my health, but... even the health kind of, the nerves or was affected or it took its toll. And
I'm worried about my health.
I believe it was from everything that you went through between you and him and finances and the stress that goes with it. And that's going to turn around. I feel like you're finally going to be able to breathe. I'm hearing, I can breathe. I feel like I can breathe. And it's going to be very obvious, say, the end of April, beginning of May.
Okay.
Okay. And it just seems like anything that was in my way is made better. Even the people that might have aggravated me before either disappear or don't bother me no more, or they're not in the way, and situations and events that got in the way are not there no more or made better.
Okay, I know what you're talking about there.
Okay. So people and things are being removed from my path.
Yeah, I just had some people that kind of just removed themselves out of my life, which was probably for the best. I've known them for years.
Yeah.
They were kind of users.
Yeah. Yeah. The negative is dropping away. And I'll be able to move forward, I'm hearing. Tell her.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to be able to move forward. That's what this cycle is all about. And probably the early stages of it will be him getting a new or better job. And the money increases. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, Michelle. I'm sorry about your name. I love the Southern and Carolina accent. I love it.
Okay. Do you see anything with my job, me working or anything?
Are you? Is there anything new going on? Or?
Well, I teach dancing, but it's just a small studio, and I didn't know if I was going to do anything to make it bigger or do something different or... I mean, I want to do something, but I just can't. I'm so scared to make a move. I just don't want to fail, you know. I just don't know. I can do a lot of things. I sew, and I just don't know which one to go.
I wouldn't do really anything until, like, the beginning of May. I would, for some reason, I want to leave everything pretty much the way it is, kind of like just go with the flow.
Okay.
I don't know why. It doesn't mean there's not going to be any activity or it's not going to increase, because I feel like you and him are going to increase at the same time.
Okay.
I'm picking this up as a whole. And,
okay.
You're surrounded with increase.
Do you see me and him ever getting married or just staying like we are or what?
Not just yet. I'm not ruling it not happening. But not just yet, because I feel like he has to settle in to his job, his work world. And,
okay.
And I feel like there's some things yet to come for you, for what you're into.
Okay.
And I feel like you got to get through these things and get settled in before the two of you become an item. But that doesn't mean it's not happening. I'm just not seeing it happening by the end of April.
Oh, I knew it was going to happen that quick.
Okay. But it's manifesting. But what you're working on now in spirit, I believe, is straightening out his work world and your business world. That's
okay.
What I believe is happening right now. And
okay.
Once these things are settled in and worked through, I feel like your relationship is going to come to the forefront and become the focus. So
okay, so
give it to the beginning of May and see how it goes with his job, because I feel like when he's happy and he's settled in the work world, it really overflows into your relationship.
Okay.
It makes it better and uplifts it and heals it and makes it more intensified. And I think that's the energy you're going to use to go on to the next path, which would be becoming a couple. Or, you know what I mean, or making it official, whatever it's called.
Right.
All right?
Okay.
Okay, Michelle, good luck with everything.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you for calling the show.
We'll call again.
Okay, tell your friends about us.
I sure do. I tell all of them.
All right.
I had a friend that called today, matter of fact. So.
Good. Thank you.
Okay.
Word of mouth. Get on my MySpace. I was so excited. I know you're on there. I just remembered that when you said you had the dance school.
Yeah. I teach clogging.
Yeah. clogging. And that was brought out in a reading, too, at one time, the unique type of dance.
Right.
Very
mm-hmm.
good. I wish you luck with it.
Thank
with clogging.
You.
Okay. And
right.
do you have a website you want to advertise or anything like that? Or
Magic Step Cloggers. It's on my
anything
page.
That can help you promote your cause there or for the kids or your school or anything you want to say on air before you hang up?
Well, we have a website on Magic Step Cloggers is what they're called.
Okay.
On MySpace. And anybody wants to add us as friends,
okay.
the girls do shows for everybody for nothing, okay. just to get out there and do it.
Fantastic. So anybody has an interest in clogging can go there and find out more about you.
Right.
Okay, good.
All right,
Michelle.
Well, thank you, Mike.
Thanks, girl. Take care. Blessings to you. Okay, everybody, if you'd like to call in, I think everybody has a number and there's probably a bunch of calls waiting. So if there is a call, I'll go right to the call. If not, we can talk about meditation, maybe. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Michael. This is Nancy. How you doing?
I'm doing good. You said Nancy?
Yeah.
From Washington?
Yes.
Good. My number one fan.
Yes, I am.
I love you knowing you're listening and calling. I do. We're going to wind up talking about other things like cooking and house cleaning and different things. I can feel it coming.
Well, let's go for it.
But how you doing, Nancy?
You know, I'm feeling really low today, and
are
I don't
you?
Know why. This is very abnormal for me. Usually, even if I'm hurting a lot, I'm
yep.
very upbeat, but
yep.
it's just not there today, Michael.
Without taking advantage of it and fishing, whatever it's called, I felt that with you.
I can believe it.
I felt it with you.
Because I really debated on calling. I thought,
I
well,
know
you know what?
Did.
I don't like people to hear me being down. And I thought, well, you know what? Maybe you can say something that's going to pick me back up again.
I know something. I felt you saying this, and I heard you saying this.
Oh, my gosh.
It's weird. We have a connection. And I'm finding this with other people, too. But I felt this with you, and I it was like, it was like a movie in my head, and I'm like, I'm trying to shake it out of my head, and I knew you were going to call, and I knew you were going to say this, and I was looking forward to it.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. But it's okay to be down once in a while and complain. You know, you almost have to be human.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a problem with me, too. I get cycles, and I don't want nobody seeing it or hearing it, but it's human, and it's... And we do it sometimes because we want somebody to hear it, you know?
Yeah.
It's one of the dangerous things with the secret philosophy, never being able to express being sad or defeated or...
Yeah.
You know, you're almost afraid to say, I am hurting and I am afraid I'm going to lose or I am afraid I'm not going to be enough. And sometimes
yeah.
it's needed and it's healthy. I'm just touching bases on different...
Yeah, well, you know, I've tried following those secret, and I, like I say, I'm normally upbeat no matter what the situation.
Yep.
But you know what? You're right. Sometimes, you know what? I am down, Michael.
Yep.
I am.
It's part of being human, and I think it's part of being healthy. I don't want to encourage depression and being bummed out, but yeah, sometimes it feels good or it's a release valve.
Yeah.
And I don't know if a philosophy or somebody should try to take that away from me. I'm not knocking positive thought. I'm a strong supporter in it.
Right.
And it's what I use to get back on track. But I'm one not to be afraid to complain sometimes.
That's
know?
Nice to hear.
And then, you know, what I notice, it gives the teacher an opportunity to come to me and kind of kick me in the butt and say, no, this is the way you're supposed to do it, you know.
Uh-huh.
So it kind of like allows people to be student and teacher interacting back and forth in a way. So like you calling me, maybe I can help you feel better just by saying a joke or one word or just talking to you. So.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, let's give you a mini reading. Maybe there's a little something that I can touch on that could help you or interest you. I'm feeling finances right away, right off the bat. I'm almost worried about, I don't want to say aging, but the future in a way. Kind of like, strange. I'm almost like sometimes worrying about what's going to happen to me or where we're going to wind up. Or I'm not saying this is right on the money. I'm just saying I'm trying to sort this out, Nancy.
Uh-huh.
I am getting emotional with this, and I'm feeling like it's going deep. Almost like maybe this, do I have enough? Am I prepared? Will everything go okay and go the way I think it's going to go? I'm really getting lost in thought. It could be something that could be corrected again, Nancy, with positive thought and reversing the thought pad, so which is a good thing, and I feel like it's going to pass too.
Yeah.
I'm getting like a cloud type thing. So when they show me a cloud, I know it floats in and it floats out. So this is very cyclish, and it is gonna lift. So it's okay. Just a matter of time, really. I'm going to. Thoughts are making me sad. I'm thinking I'm getting sad. I'm sad and I think. It's back and forth. It's very connected to my thoughts.
Uh-huh.
Which is a good thing because it can be reversed and turned around and manipulated. So there might be a particular subject or a person or a thing that kind of sets this off even. So that's something else that you might want to keep in mind as you go through it again in the future. I'm hearing no matter what was lost, you're going to regain. We always regain. There's no such thing as loss. I'm hearing spirits saying to tell her there's no such thing as loss. You're going to regain everything, restore everything. That's what life's all about. That's what spirit's all about. We never gain. We never lose. We're already perfect and already whole. We're just interacting with experiences.
Uh-huh.
And keep this in mind. That's what spirit's saying. There's never loss, there's never lack. It's just a matter of perception and experience. So keep this in mind with your thoughts and don't look back or regret on anything. There might be a tendency to look back sometimes and regret a few things. And don't try not to go there. There's no need to, I'm hearing.
Okay.
And I feel like there might have been some loss that lingered with you, too, and a mourning, an ongoing mourning. I don't know if we ever get over. You might have lost someone that really affected you and kind of lingers with you a little. I'm feeling some pressure from that, too, for some reason. So,
okay.
I'm not quite sure what this is. It's a mourning of some kind or a regret, something that's constantly on the back of my mind type thing. Something that might want to be looked at or dealt with somewhere down the road.
Okay.
You know, some memories and some experiences from the past that maybe could be cleaned up or deleted, or, you know, I kind of like to look at the consciousness in our mind, almost like they're computers, you know, and you click on something and delete it. It's a good way of getting rid of negativity, and you keep deleting something enough, it eventually it's not there no more.
Oh, wow.
So, and then from there, I just, you know, Nancy, I feel your future always being okay and moving forward. Nothing really to worry about. Hard work, there's a balance there. I feel like I always... Things always happened when they were supposed to and were there for me when I needed them. And rewards coming from this type of frame of mind, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm feeling down right now. I feel like I'm my thoughts might wander to some negativity or my energy is low, but I'm hearing tell her not to give up, keep trying. It's going to lift. It's only a cloud, I'm hearing.
Okay.
And probably, I wouldn't be, like, I'm talking another week, maybe, so.
Oh, good.
If you're stuck in a rut and you're feeling down, it's going to blow over, isn't it, really? I want to cut it right in half, really, 2 weeks, and I'm feeling motivated and excited and back to my old self again, so it's very cyclish and on the downhill slide here, so you're going to do fine. It's just a matter of attitude and mood, so you're going to do fine.
Okay.
And things are going to move forward. And I feel like there's some things that are not in your control or out of your reach. And really, it's up to spirit and God. And things evolved with it are meant to be, I'm hearing. And you just need to accept that.
Okay?
Okay. It's a matter of understanding what needs to be changed and what can't be changed, what needs to be accepted. It's a message there for some reason. They wanted that heard. Some things just need to be accepted.
I wonder if that's got to do with my sister. It sounds right.
I am being pulled to the heart and family, so
yeah.
It could be some things are never going to be the way you want them. They just have to be accepted.
Yeah.
It would add to feeling better. So
oh, that makes sense.
Something that you want to maybe, you know, think about and toy with. You know, kick it around and dwell on it is what I mean by that. Because
yeah.
There might be parts of this that just need to be accepted instead of letting it wear you down, you know?
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Okay.
All right, Nancy. I hope it helped you.
You did, Michael. Thank you so much.
All right. Don't ever be afraid to call, even if we just talk about what you're cooking for dinner.
Okay.
Okay?
God bless you.
All right. You have a good afternoon. Take care of yourself. Blessings.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Sweet lady. I love it when she calls. She's just got that energy. And it makes me feel good, too. All right, everybody, if you'd like to know more about me, www.michaelgoga.com. I got two emails now, michaelg@michaelgoga.com or michael_goga1@yahoo. Use either or. And add me to your MySpace. I'm getting up there. Add me to your MySpace. I love MySpace. It's fun to play with, and it works well, and a very good networking tool. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm Chandini.
Chan?
Yes.
Chandi?
Yes.
Good. How you doing, Chandi?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm glad you got through.
Yeah, I'm really lucky to get through.
Good.
I was thinking I might not, but then I've been lucky enough.
Thank you, Chandi. I'm glad you called. And I hope all is well for you. Let's see what we got for you.
Mm-hmm.
You're basically a longtime friend, group member. You chat and radio,
mm-hmm.
and so you know me well, and I...
Yes, I know you very well.
And I know you well.
Correct readings, and it has helped me a lot.
Yeah, we have all the friends. Yeah, very nice lady.
Mm-hmm.
You're very talented, very intuitive,
mm-hmm.
Very high healing energy with you. I can feel your energy when I read you. It's really like static. I can feel the pulsating of your energy. And you're in a good field for that, too, and continue, too, Chandi. Your healing abilities have increased.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yes,
and I feel like people are going to seek you out for that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, a male in particular. There's a male around you that is probably going to need your healing energy and
mm-hmm.
touch. So keep that in mind. Okay, you might already know who it is, or somebody you're already working on.
Maybe my Reiki master.
What's that?
Maybe my Reiki master or my husband, because he's also into healing. I don't know. Can't say.
Could be, or a friend, or, you know, within the next 30 days, I just feel like somebody is going to reach out for you for your
mm-hmm.
energy and your healing abilities, so.
Okay.
Okay. I'm being pulled to the workplace now. This could be somebody at work or an associate
mm-hmm.
or something, so.
Okay.
Okay, keep that in mind, all right?
Okay.
I feel like there's going to be a journey, Chan. I don't know if you're going back home or if something's going on where you are now, but there
but
is
then, maybe in July I plan to do a course in psychic regression. I want to do a course in past life regression from Dr. Ray, just went to the New York.
Oh.
Maybe. I've not yet decided. I'm planning on it.
Well, I'm feeling by between now and the beginning of May, there's going to be some talk or energy or planning or something going on with this. So
mm-hmm.
some type of journey. Maybe you're going to schedule it or plan it by the beginning of May. But I'm just feeling that there's going to be activity with it and planned. So
mm-hmm.
keep that in mind.
Yeah, it's going to be a 5D workshop, and I'm looking forward
yeah,
to it.
Yeah, there's a visiting energy to this, so I do feel like I'm visiting someone or someplace, or so
mm-hmm.
it could be some combination pleasure family business. So
yes, my sister-in-law is coming to see me. She will be here sometime mid-April.
Yep, I'm hearing.
Glad you're feeling that.
Definitely.
She's a doctor herself. Yes.
Yep, very much so. Very much so. Very strong with family and friends coming to you and visiting.
Yes.
And it's going to be a lot of activity with it between now and the beginning of May. And children, too. Children being very excited and happy. I don't know if children are involved or a part of it, but there's...
No, my children would be coming sometime in July, not before that. So,
okay.
Children coming only in the month of July.
Is somebody expecting or a new baby? Are they going to surprise you with a new baby? Or is that possible? Or...
Not that I know. Nobody.
No, it's not
possible. I don't think anybody is expecting in my family.
Huh. Interesting.
Not in my family.
I'm feeling, I'm surprised by some news, but...
Mm-hmm.
I could be a new baby, a hint of a new baby, but also surprising news in the work world and within the family.
Mm-hmm.
And with real estate and property,
mm-hmm.
I feel...
Actually, I work in labor and delivery, so every day I deal with babies. Every day I bring life on earth. Maybe that you see that, because I work in birthing centers.
Could be. Could be, John. There's something with real estate and property, too.
Mm-hmm.
Picking up activity with it.
Don't know.
And benefits coming from it. And I'm getting an increase in money going out to a male because of it. Okay, so
mm-hmm.
keep that in mind, too. There might be
yes.
something going on with real estate or property, buying, selling,
mm-hmm.
or some type of a deal or activity with it. So I'm hearing it's going to go ahead. It's going to move forward.
Okay.
Something connected to it is going to move forward.
Okay.
And it's going to pay off, and it's going to be an increase. Particularly to a male that's in your life. I feel like it's your husband, so
mm-hmm.
it might be something that he's connected to or involved in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I'm being pulled to your husband. The money and the job and the prestige and the influence
mm-hmm.
in his livelihood
mm-hmm.
Helps him accomplish something through negotiating and bargaining.
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling that this man wheels and deals or talks his way into something or out of something or creates something or makes something go his way by his negotiating abilities. So he's not to give up and he's not to be weak. He's to negotiate
mm-hmm.
and keep on negotiating because he's going to get his way.
Okay.
Keep on talking, I'm hearing. Keep on talking.
Okay.
Keep on talking. Do not. Mm-hmm. Now is not the time to stop talking. Keep on talking. Negotiate.
Okay.
Talking. And there's going to be other things that are coming to him that he can use to talk with or make deals with. So keep
mm-hmm.
that in mind, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And let me see. Connection to just had surgery? Did somebody get surgery? Or?
Yeah, you're right. I fractured my hand. I fractured my left hand just 4 days ago.
Okay. You were having problems with something?
Yeah, I fractured my left hand just 4 days ago.
Oh.
So maybe you are seeing that.
What did you do to it?
I slipped and fractured it.
Twisted it? Oh, you busted it.
Fractured, yeah.
Oh. You got a cast on it?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Because that's what, oh my God, that's what the...
Yeah.
Are
I'm
you okay?
Yeah.
How you doing? You okay with it?
I'm doing okay, yeah.
You okay?
Well, it's been kind. It had been very minor.
Good.
It's still not fake one.
Good. Is it going to heal, or they got to do surgery to it, or?
No, nothing. I don't think.
No.
They have not decided on surgery. They've just put a cast to it.
It's
going to
heal
they
up.
They called me back again on 12th, so we'll just see what they decide from then.
Because I'm feeling that there was some type of...
I hope it will heal up.
Some medical issues here. I don't see it. I think you'll be okay.
I don't want any surgery.
Yeah, it's going to heal
up.
Not
at this point of time when I'm all alone here.
Yeah, it's going to heal up. I feel more aggravated than anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like it got in the way of a few things. And,
yeah.
And set me back, I'm feeling, at work. I feel so... other than that, I'm feeling it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
I believe you'll be okay with it. Other than that, Shana, everything looks good.
Everything is fine. The praise of God. Everything is fine.
Yeah, everything looks good for you. I'm feeling a little low on the energy, but I feel
mm-hmm.
like that's also going to change, and I think it's connected to some of the things you've just been through.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of thoughts on your husband
mm-hmm.
and his wife. You're really, it's like half of your being
mm-hmm.
is spent on your husband and his issues and the things that he's going through. So you're absorbed. You're really into your full-time energy here. And you're busy. And I think the break in the hand and when that heals up and you get through it, are you back to work or are you out for a while?
I'm out for a while, but then tomorrow onwards I'll be working back. German light duties, but then.
You like to work.
Yes, I like to work. I don't like to
You like to work. You love working. And anything that gets in the way of that throws you off.
Yes, that's my problem.
This is what Spirit is telling me. And you're
really getting. Because I'm not able to work.
I know. I'm feeling it. And they're yelling. They're saying, tell her she's going to go back. Everything's going to be all right. Once you get settled in and you get through this hand thing, you'll
mm-hmm.
be you're feeling a lot better.
Thank you.
Okay, and your husband is in God's hands and all the things that's going
Thank
on with
you.
Him.
Yeah.
And I feel like he's in God's hands and some blessings will come to him.
Yeah, things are getting delayed, but I guess it is for some good reason, so we accept it.
Yeah, he's not to give up, though.
Yeah, he's otherwise fine.
No, he's not to give up. I feel like he can talk his way through anything, and
mm-hmm.
he's going to make it happen.
It is also.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, John.
Thank you so much.
You take care of yourself, and thank you for calling.
Me too. Thank you so much.
Okay, John. Thank you. Blessings.
Okay.
Blessings. See you, John. Okay. I'm Michael Goger, and I think I got to sign off. I got 5 minutes left. I'll get my email out there. I know I can't do another reading, so I want to thank everybody. I want to thank Don Newsom, owner of BBS Radio. You're a sweetheart, buddy. I love it here. And you can have your own show. Email Don info@bbsradio.com. If you're into radio, talk radio, you've got something to say, or you're a reader or a teacher, a healer, whatever you're into, if you're retired, homebound, disabled, you got some money and you don't know what to do with it, start a radio show. The prices are fair. They're very reasonable. And you can get all the information on setting up a radio show from Don at bbsradio.com. If you want to know more about me, it's www.michaelgoga.com. My email is michaelg@michaelgoga.com. And add me to your MySpace. Also, Pal Talk. Pal Talk show is coming up next week. Daytime shows. Add me to your Pal Talk messenger, Michael_Goga, and your Yahoo messenger, Michael_Goga, and you'll never miss a show. Take care, everybody. God bless. Blessings. I'll see you next Sunday for 2 hours. Thank you and blessings.